Welcome to the Work Camper Show, a podcast devoted to helping you discover how to finance your RV travel dreams. I'm Steve Anderson, the president of Work Camper News. Each one of our episodes will either introduce you to people who are already living the RV lifestyle or to opportunities to work short-term jobs. You'll also learn how to hit the road the right way and make the most of every opportunity. Now let's turn over today's show to your host, Greg Gerber.
Thanks, Steve. Today we're going to talk with an employer in the great state of New Hampshire who is looking for work campers next summer to help out with his Riverside campground. Today's episode is sponsored by The Dreamer's Journey, a new online course and community produced by Work Camper News. Life is way too short to keep your dreams on hold, so don't be held back by fear, because you were designed for more. Get started with the RV lifestyle the right way with this comprehensive guide. For a monthly subscription fee, people can participate in two online webinars every week to learn things like what type of RV to buy, goal setting, how to budget for the adventure, developing a positive mindset, where to call home, and how to find a job or start a mobile business. All online events will be recorded for watching anytime. Subscribers can also join an open question and answer session each month. For more information, visit www.rvdreamersjourney.com. Andy Hoffman manages the Saco River Camping Area in Mount Washington Valley region of New Hampshire's White Mountains. It's located near Conway, New Hampshire, and about 9 miles from the border with Maine. He describes the location as an outdoor lover's paradise in a gorgeous area of New England where people from all around the world come to enjoy climbing, biking, hiking, and boating activities offered in that region. Saco River Camping Area is a full-service campground featuring more than 240 mostly full hookup RV sites. There are some tent sites and a few cabins available as well. The family-oriented campground offers tubing, kayak and canoe rentals, as well as bikes, golf carts, laser tag, and even wagon rides. There are a handful of seasonal guests, but most visitors stay for a couple of days or a few weeks. During a typical season, more than 60,000 people use the campground as a base camp for a variety of adventures. Up to 14 work campers are needed to help with maintenance projects, cleaning fire pits, and mowing lots and lots of grass on the 50-acre site. The guest services team checks people in and out of the campground, manages reservations, and staffs the Saco Country Store. They also lead guests on tours of the area. The housekeeping staff keeps all the buildings, showers, and restrooms clean, as well as the rental RVs, park models, and hobbit-style cabins that guests can reserve. Work campers start in mid-May and generally stay until mid-October. They work 36 to 42 hours a week, and overtime is available, especially in the busy times of July and August. Everyone gets 2 days off per week, and Andy tries to give couples time off together. He's also flexible in trying to accommodate special requests for time off. In return for their work, work campers are paid $11 per hour for all hours worked. They also receive a free full hookup site with cable television, Wi-Fi, free use of the laundry, and a 30% discount at the camp store. To tell us more about this work camping opportunity, please welcome Andy Hoffman, the general manager of the Saco River Camping Area, to the show. Thanks for joining us today, Andy. I appreciate the time. Tell us a little bit about Saco River Camping Area and where it's located.
Saco River Camping Area is located in North Conway, and it's part of what we refer to as the Mount Washington Valley. It's right tucked in along the White Mountains in New Hampshire, and the White Mountains are just a gorgeous area of New England. The tallest mountain in the Northeast is Mount Washington, and it's a unique place. It's home to the world's worst weather, and there's a weather observatory up there. So we get a wide range of weather. We definitely get the extremes in New England, and we also, in the summertime, get some beautiful weather. And it is very tourist-driven, the area, and people from all around the world come to visit the White Mountains. It's an outdoor paradise, lots of climbing, biking, boating, hiking. If you like to do something outdoors, it's available in the White Mountains.
It's the playground for most of New England, right? That's where everybody comes to escape life.
Yes, it's a beautiful, beautiful place, and it really is gorgeous in the summertime when everything's green.
And which state are you located in?
We're in New Hampshire.
New Hampshire. Okay. Very good. So describe your company and the kinds of services it provides.
Saco River Camping Area is a full-service campground. We have over 240 sites. Most of them are full hookup sites for RVs. We are right on the Saco River, as you said earlier, and we offer tubing and kayaking and canoe rentals as well. It's just a beautiful area. The town, North Conway, has a lot of outlet shopping, and we're very convenient to all of that. We also have bike rentals, golf cart rentals, wagon rides, and we are very family oriented. The majority of our campers are vacationers. We don't do a lot of seasonal campers, and it's families coming for a week, a weekend, 5 days at a time. So we have a lot of turnover. We're a very busy campground, and in a typical year, we see over 60,000 people roll through our campground.
60,000?
Yes, that is correct.
My goodness. So what kind of things do work campers do for you?
A little bit of everything. But if you had to kind of generalize, we have maintenance work campers who will help keep the grounds up, clean out fire pits, clean out the campground campsites as people leave and prepare them for others. There's we have over 50 acres, so there's lots of grass to cut. There's always trees to trim, things to clean up. And also just keeping everything functional, the plumbing at the bathhouses, the carpentry work. There's always something to fix for the maintenance guys. And then we have a guest services team, and they are kind of the heartbeat. They check you in, they take your reservations, they man the store and sell you things when you need them. They do a little of everything. They're definitely the face of the campground, if you will. They also do tours. And sometimes they also jump outside and clean and rake and things like that as well. And then we have a housekeeping crew, and the housekeeping crew obviously does a lot of our cleaning, the majority of our cleaning, but everyone usually chips in there. But we do have rental units. And then, as I alluded to earlier, we have bathhouses. And those, we pride ourselves on having very, very clean facilities for our guests. And so our housekeepers are definitely critical to our success in that area.
How many work campers do you typically hire every year?
It varies. We also pull employees from the local talent pool as well. So in a typical year, we look to have anywhere between 10 and 14 employees. Now, whether those are work campers or local folks commuting, it varies. Some years we're very heavy on the work campers, and then other years we find better fits in the local pool.
Okay. How many of your work campers typically return season after season?
We've had that happen over the course of the year. We found with our work campers, a lot of times they prefer to kind of go on to their next adventure. But we have, over the course of several years, have people return. So I would say it's a common occurrence. We've definitely had multiple year work campers, but this year we did not.
How long have you been utilizing work campers?
Well, the campground itself has been here for over 60 years. The current ownership group has owned it for 8 and has definitely used work campers for all 8. I don't know exactly what the setup was prior to that, but we have used work campers in some capacity for the last 8 years.
What do you do for the campground?
I'm the general manager of the campground, and I do whatever needs to happen from cleaning bathrooms to, helping guests, making reservations. A lot of our planning, obviously, in the off season is done by myself and the ownership group. But really, I jump in wherever is needed. And, I like to think of myself as, if I can do a good job in hiring folks and empowering those folks, it's going to make my job so much easier when I find the right people to fit in the right role.
It sounds more like you're a firefighter.
Yes. the camping world definitely has fires you have to attend to and put out at times.
So what kind of benefits do the work campers provide to your operation versus the people you hire locally?
Work campers have a great understanding of the camping experience and RVs in general, and motorhomes in general. So it's great to have people that, while they may have never been at our campground before, they understand the general concepts of campgrounds. And while all campgrounds have different nuances, basically the same. And what we're trying to provide for folks, I think work campers just have a better insight of that. They also, by living on site, usually have more of a vested interest and just a better understanding of the totality of what's going on in the campground. You know, after work, they may go for a walk on the campground and they'll see stuff, and their feedback usually is excellent. Whereas someone locally may come in and do a great job for their 8 hours, but then they go home and they don't see the campground after their shift. Work campers provide such excellent insight because they are living and working in the same place. And also the experience they bring from other campgrounds is always excellent. Things that have been successful in other places, we love hearing about those things and seeing if we can incorporate them and making our operations better. So the experience they bring, not just from other campgrounds, but also in life, I think is really one of the greatest assets of work campers.
Are your sites pretty much nightly guests, or do you have seasonals as well?
We don't do many seasonals. We have a few, but it's really not something we go after. And the seasonals we have were prior to the ownership group buying it. They've been coming for well over 20 years. So we kind of allow them to continue to do that. They're great people and they love the campground. But typically we don't do a lot of seasonal rentals. It's mostly vacation rentals, a lot of turnover, a lot of week-long stays, and then the guest moves on and we have another guest coming in.
So the work campers who are living on site in the campground have a really good opportunity to interact with the other guests and help expand or ensure that they have a first-rate experience.
Yes, there's a lot of turnover, a lot of new guests every single week. So if you like chatting with people and sharing ideas about the area and restaurants and things like that, like I said, we had over 60,000 people last year. So you get plenty of opportunity to share your knowledge and make friends and give them a smile.
Are all of your positions seasonal?
Yes, they are. Currently, we only have 2 year-round employees, myself and the assistant manager, Brooke. She handles the reservations and the store, and we are the only 2 year-round employees. In the winter, there is very little camping in New Hampshire and the White Mountains.
I can imagine. What is a typical season? Does it start around mid-March?
We actually start mid-May.
Okay.
Yes. And then we typically will close up a week or so after Columbus Day. The spring in May actually can be anything. We could have 70 degrees and sun, or we could have 20 degrees and 2 feet of snow on the ground. So it's always a gamble. And October gets that way as well. We could have beautiful days, or we could have very crisp, cold days. So that's about as long as our season can be.
But I can imagine that October is just spectacular with the colors.
Yes, a lot of folks come to the Mount Washington Valley area. We call them leaf peepers, but it's just gorgeous. There's definitely so many scenic views and scenic roads, and it's really just outstanding when you hit those leaves at peak.
How many hours a week do your work campers typically work?
Typically, we schedule them between 36 and 42 hours. I have told other work campers sometimes they want more hours, and those are always available. So during our busy months, especially July and August, if someone wants more hours, we can usually give it to them. But typically 36 to 42 hours would be your average schedule.
Do you schedule time off for people so that they can enjoy that area?
Everyone gets 2 days off a week. We try very hard to make sure couples get 2 days off together and 2 days off consecutively. We don't promise that because depending on what's going on, that can sometimes be a challenge, but we're usually successful in doing that for folks. And then we have also in the past worked with folk if they have a wedding to go to or a birthday party, or they need some time off to attend to family things. As long as we get some advance notice, we could usually work around that as well.
Can you describe the compensation that the work campers get and the other perks that they might enjoy?
Sure. We give them a free hookup site that's full hookups with cable TV as well. And we pay $11 an hour this coming season for every single hour worked. You get a pretty generous discount in our store of 30%. And we also provide free laundry facilities. So you get to do all your laundry free of charge as well.
What kinds of things are in your store? Does this include like grocery items?
We have some basic grocery items, but it's more geared towards camping. We do have, you know, some sodas and waters and candy and some small food, more along the lines of camping essentials like s'mores and things like that. But we have some clothing. We have some utility things for campers and RVs. Firewood, obviously, is sold at the store. Some souvenir type items.
Are you recruiting for people right now?
Yes, we are still currently looking for some good folks for our 2021 season.
Okay. And if people can't do it this year, when would they start looking, or should they start contacting you about working the following year?
I would say late August would be a great time to track me down and touch base with me, because I really start looking for folks come September, right after Labor Day, when we get a little slower. I usually start placing my ads and start building my team for then the next season.
And how do you acquire your work campers?
That's we acquire them in different ways. Some we get from word of mouth from other work campers that have stayed here. We do utilize some ads in various places, Work Camper News being the prominent one. And then also sometimes work campers find us and just reach out. They see our campground and they talk to us about it. So we use all three of those methods in terms of finding work campers.
What's involved in your interview process?
We have a pretty extensive questionnaire that we've created that we send out to folks. And it's a great way for them to kind of see what we expect, and also for us to see if they would be a great fit. If after the questionnaire, it looks like it's a possibility that they're a great fit, then we usually do at least one interview, sometimes two interviews, before bringing them on board.
And as all of this must be done online or over the phone?
Yes, correct. So the questionnaire is an online questionnaire, and then phone or sometimes a video call, whatever they prefer in terms of the interview process.
Are there any specific traits or qualifications you're looking for?
That's a great question. Yes, we are a very busy campground, and without the seasonals, we're just extremely fast paced. So we look for folks that have high energy, that understand the customer always comes first, and just have a really stellar work ethic. There's lots to do in our campground, and there's not a lot of downtime. And we definitely, we like to joke that we put the work in work camping. So we definitely look for folks that are looking for a challenging job that they could feel good about at the end of the day, knowing they worked. And we feel we compensate well, because we do ask a lot of our folks, and it works out.
Okay. Are there any special qualifications that they might need to have?
No, although if you are looking for a maintenance role and have expertise in an area like plumbing, electric, or carpentry, that definitely is very appealing to us. It's not necessary to get a maintenance role, but it definitely makes you much more attractive to us if you have expertise in one of those areas.
Do you provide any training, or do you expect them to have any special training?
We do provide training. We, depending on the role, there's different types of training. Obviously, the reservation guest services team gets a lot of training on our system to make reservations and checking people in. Everyone gets training that in terms of basic expectations in our campground and the area. And then maintenance guys, we do hands-on training and showing them how we want to campsite to look after someone leaves, what it entails to actually clean a campsite. And housekeeping's the same way. We walk them through cleaning the bathhouses or cleaning a rental unit and checking up on that. And then I think early on in the process, it's very important to review their work and give feedback. So once they get trained, they go out and do it on their own for the first time or the first couple times. It's really critical for me or Brooke to follow up, check the work out and be like, hey, this was great, but this wasn't exactly how we wanted it. Let's review this again. So there's a lot to learn in a short period of time for work campers. I think that's the case with any campground situation. So we try and put a lot of training up front and then hands-on and kind of follow-up and feedback as we continue through the season.
What can a work camper do to really stand out among all the other applicants?
That's a great question. I think an energy, a high energy and an eagerness about our campground is always very enticing for me. I have at times gotten, you know, applications that are clearly just a generic application and they don't really specify that they even necessarily looked at our campground, like they're looking for a work camping job. I think when an applicant takes the time to look at our website and throws something in their email in regards to our campground or our area, it shows me that they've you know, taken the time to learn a little bit more about us. And that definitely is a great sign in them. It shows that they do their homework. And it also shows that they really are interested in our area and our campground, which is a great thing.
Is your facility considered rural or is it located relatively close to some bigger cities?
Well, there aren't really any bigger cities in northern New Hampshire. Probably the biggest city would be Portland, Maine, which is about 60 miles away. Boston, which is obviously a very large city, is a little over 2 hours away, probably 2.5 hours. But because of the dynamic of North Conway, New Hampshire, there is quite a lot of services there. It's tax-free shopping. So there's outlets of every size and style. There's an L.L. Bean outlet. There's a REI outlet. There's a Super Walmart, Eddie Bauer, Gap. There, pretty much anything you want to buy, you can buy right there in town. And the nice thing about our campground is while we have 50 acres on the river, we're kind of very secluded when you're in the campground, but you drive up our long driveway and you're right there in the middle of vast services, gas stations. There's a Home Depot right down the street. The Super Walmart's right there. Many of the grocery stores are also right there. So you're not far from services if you need them.
I think many work campers think if you've got a Walmart within driving distance, you're in a big city.
Yes. Yes, we do have a Super Walmart almost in walking distance.
Oh my goodness. That's great. So what can work campers do in your local area when they're not working?
There is plenty to do. As I just alluded to, there's plenty of shopping if they like that kind of thing. There's hiking trails for every single skill set, from very leisurely, beautiful scenic walks to very strenuous hiking. The Appalachian Trail runs through the White Mountains. So there's as tough as you want to make it, you can make your hiking, but there's also some great, easy, just, you know, beautiful trails to hike. We're right on the Saco River. It's famous for boating and kayaking. There's also fishing to be found in the Saco. Plenty of lakes nearby for boating and fishing. Biking, there's lots of great mountain biking, and it's also just a beautiful scenic area that if you like to road bike or just ride your bike casually for recreation, there's plenty of that. It's also home to great climbing, rock climbing and both ice climbing in the winter. It really is the outdoor playground. And if you like doing it outdoors, you can certainly do it here. It's just a great place to get out to nature.
I remember spending some time up in Vermont for an FMCA rally, I believe, or maybe it was an escapees escapade a couple of years ago. And there was a lot to do in the area, really, when you looked at it. I mean, Ben and Jerry's is headquartered there, isn't it? The ice cream factory?
Ben and Jerry's is in Vermont, and we have a Ben and Jerry's in town as well. Yeah, there's several great ice cream shops in town. Yeah, there's fabulous dining. It's really a great little area that combines all the best of outdoors and nature with the amenities you'd want in a, you know, a tourist town. There's tons of great restaurants. A lot of them are entrepreneurial, locally owned, unique places, which is great. And there's also a scenic train that runs through the White Mountains, which a lot of our work campers will enjoy usually once a summer on their days off. They'll hop in the train and go for a ride through the mountains, which is always exciting.
I know the mountains are a big draw for skiers, and probably not during the summer, but many of the ski resorts still operate their gondolas and people can take rides on them all the way to the top and just enjoy a fabulous bird's eye view of the entire area.
Yes, that's true. Also, Mount Washington, which is the tallest mountain, there is a road that you can drive in the summertime up to the top of the mountain, and the views from there are obviously spectacular. There's a museum at the top of Mount Washington that kind of catalogs the history of the mountain and some of the weather there. There is a year-round weather observatory there because the weather is just so extreme on top of this mountain here in New Hampshire, just from where it sits in the world. And it's really a fascinating trip. And I always recommend that to folks too, to drive up to the top of Mount Washington and enjoy the views and also learn a lot about just that unique mountain in the area.
If I recall correctly, aren't the Von Trapp family, don't they have a resort up there? I mean, these are the people that were made famous in the Sound of Music musical. And when they escaped from Austria, they landed there, didn't they, in the area?
I believe you are correct, but I am not 100%.
Okay. Now, you had mentioned that you're located on the river. Does that mean that you folks rent boats and things like that? And can work campers use them?
Yes, to both of those. We rent canoes and kayaks. And typically, one of the roles of work campers will be to shuttle folks that have rented those up river to drop in, and then they can canoe and kayak down river right back to the campground. We also rent tubes to our guests that usually they will put the tubes in right from the campground and enjoy the river.
That sounds like a
lot. Yeah, it is, especially on those hot summer days. We do allow work campers to utilize this stuff. Obviously, customers come first. So if all the boats are rented, you know, guests get them first. But we definitely allow them to utilize our facilities and enjoy some of the things that our campers do as well.
If there was something you wish all work campers knew before they came to work for you, what would that be?
That's a great question. I think that it would be two things. One is I'm going to ask a lot because we have high standards and we truly want our campground to be one of the best in the area, if not the country. So we have high standards and we're going to ask a lot of you, but I think at the same time, we give a lot and we're really a great place to work with a great culture. And we will hopefully by the end of the summer or as we work together, just have a great time, a great team, and be a great family as we work together to meet those goals.
If people wanted more information about the Saco River camping area or this opportunity to be a work camper, where could they find it?
They can send an email to jobs@sacoriverCampingArea.com.
Okay.
And that would I would get that directly, and they can mention that they heard it here, or just say that they're interested, and I will follow up with them.
That's great. Well, thank you very much, Andy. I really appreciate the time. It sounds like it'd be a fun opportunity, a fun place to spend a summer. You'll work hard, but it's going to be very rewarding, very gorgeous part of the country, and back to nature, really.
Yeah, it's really a beautiful, beautiful place. And I love living here. It's fabulous to live here. And yes, I think our work campers that leave and after a season, I think they love the area and I think they love the experience we give them.
Super.
Thanks for having me.
No, I wish you the best of luck in 2021. Hopefully it's a better year for you.
Yes, thank you so much.
I enjoyed speaking with Andy Hoffman, the general manager of the Saco River Camping Area, about his campground and the opportunities for work campers to spend the summer there. Andy is recruiting right now for positions starting next May. He typically starts recruiting in late August, but still has some openings for next season. People interested in working at the campground need to complete a rather extensive questionnaire online that provides more details about the type of work being performed and the campground's policies. It's also a good way for work campers to gauge whether the job is a good fit for them. If it appears to be a good fit for all concerned, the work campers are interviewed once or twice either by phone or online video. People with great customer service skills, lots of energy, and a desire to work at a busy campground in a spectacular region of the country are encouraged to apply. Andy jokes that Saco River Camping Area puts the work in work camping. It should still be a very rewarding experience just considering the array of activities available in that region. The campground is 60 miles from Portland, Maine, and Boston is about 2 hours away. French-speaking Montreal is about 4 hours away, and hopefully the Canadian border will be open next summer. People who want more information about the job or who wish to apply can do so by looking for the campground's posting on workcamper.com or email jobs@sacoriverCampingArea.com, and Saco is spelled S-A-C-O. WorkCamper News, a magazine and online publication, connects RVers to full and part-time jobs around the country. Whether it is running a business from your RV or working short-term jobs for a variety of employers, WorkCamper News can give you information to help plan a course to live your own dream and get you on the road faster than you thought possible. For more information about opportunities to live, work, and play in your RV, visit www.workcampernews.com. This episode is sponsored by the National RV Training Academy in Athens, Texas. The Academy's one-week live training or home study course will teach you everything you need to know to fix about 80% of the problems people experience with their RVs. You can also sign up for additional training to become an RV inspector, campground technician, or to provide mobile RV service. For more information, visit www.nrvta.com. That's all we have for today's show. Next week, I'll speak with a man who decided to hit the road in their RV with his wife after their daughter grew up and ventured out on her own. Thanks for listening to today's episode of The Work Camper Show.